Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's now time for the Hawk Report, brought to you by Voke Energy Tablets. Clear thinking, mental focus, and good mood with Jeff. When did you get the Hawk nickname, Jeff? What is the genesis? Why does the write-up in the copy here say Hawk Report?
Yeah, it started back on the, you know, OG KDKA, and our production director just started that nickname out of the blue, and Greg Brown took a hold of it, and then it really took off.
Yeah,
once Greg Brown gets a hold of it.
Yeah.
But what is it about you that makes you hawk-like, that brought about the hawk nickname?
Tall, lanky, graceful.
Do you have bird-like facial features?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone had, they had asked me about nicknames. You can never give yourself a nickname, or even if you repeat one that you had in college, it's got to be organic. And this kind of, I guess because of the H's, it just kind of came up. And like I said, when Brownie gets a hold of it, it's over.
Jeff, now do you like the Hawk nickname? Because I remember when Josh Miller tried to staple mutton to me.
You hated that.
Stupid nickname. Always sucked. If Josh is listening right now because it was technically his idea, sorry, Josh, that one was a dog. I'm fine with Mulsey. Do you like Hawk?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, there's a lot worse. And here's the thing with nicknames, too. If you hate it, then they're just going to keep calling you that more. I mean, you know how that works. So.
All right, so Ian Rappaport said there, Steelers dodge a long-term bullet with Najee Harris, but we won't know for a couple more days if he's going to be available to play in Atlanta. Is that your read on the situation, Jeff, from being down there today?
Yeah, and that's the thought because, I mean, he wasn't a part at all of practice. So now he's been around long enough that he could step in, even in his second year, and practice a good practice on Friday and at least be questionable. But it seems like they've been a little bit more cautious with the number of their players. I mean, Warren kind of hinted that he might have been able to fight through the injury last week, but they decided to be – imagine they wouldn't be cautious with Najee Harris, at least as much as they would with Jaylen Warren. I think at this point it's probably pretty doubtful. What happens tomorrow and Friday.
Jeff, do you think that there's any regret on their part about, like, just organizationally the way they've handled Najee Harris's injury situations, plural, all year, the way they handled things with the Liz Frank, the steel plate, etc.?
At least not outwardly. You're a team, you're trying to win. And if a player tells you, like, hey, I'm good to go, where most times that you take them at their word, like, hey, this guy wants to fight through whatever, and you allow them that opportunity, especially someone that's a first-round pick. So I think if they're guilty of anything, maybe they're guilty of not holding him back, even if he said he was good enough to play. I think that's where their guilt might be, and just saying, yeah, you say you are, and yeah, we could use you, but it would be better that we rested you. I think if they had any regret, it would be that.
Jeff, do you think if Najee is out, do you think it's a fait accompli that Jaylen Warren is the lead back, that he is the number one back? Or would it be Snell and then Warren kind of keeps the role that he's used with Najee Harris as the number one back?
So if you look at the video that I put out today, you know, I think Jaylen Warren is the number two. I think would Benny Snell get carries? Sure. And, man, what Benny Snell did was awesome. I mean, here's a guy who's been playing hard on special teams. He finally got his chance. He ran hard. He hit the holes hard. You know, he's a one-cut guy that he doesn't dance around. You know, and at times that's hurt him because maybe he's missed a cut or two where he could have found a hole. But the guy, you know, listen, he faced some adversity and he's come through it. I would think he would get some carries, but I do think, as it stands right now, barring any setback for Warren, and he says he's cleared and good to go, that Warren would be the starting tailback.
Okay.
Could their performance, if that's a trio or a duo, and then maybe McFarland gets a little bit, do you think their performance at all, Jeff, or lack thereof, could affect how the Steelers handle Harris, that it might be somewhat dependent on what they're getting when he's not in the lineup? Like, as far as him coming back and them, like, either not rushing him back, you know what I mean,
right,
but being more cautious.
I mean, I would think so. What we've seen so far this year is that when Najee's healthy, Najee's going to play. You know, his touches have been limited a little bit, but I think that's been more by play calling than it has been not having him on the field. So I would see no reason to believe that at this point in the season that they would change that mindset, that they would limit Najee if he's ready.
Jeff, we have a new injury for T.J. Watt.
Yeah. Yes, we do have a new injury, and he was limited. Now, let me say this. Mike Tomlin said it yesterday that practice was going to be a little different because they played Monday night. And what we saw today was a little different. It wasn't all out full speed, so I don't want to read too much in limited practices by some of these guys. But, yeah, I mean,
he put down ribs for Watt.
Yeah, it's nothing that anyone, at least at this point, is concerned with. You know, as we were talking among our media group, you know, it doesn't seem like it's anything more than just, all right, let's just give him a little rest and make him limited. Not that I'm not saying he doesn't have sore ribs, but I don't think it's anything that's going to keep him out of the game on Sunday.
Did you think he looked like himself in that Colts game?
I think he faced a pretty damn good young tackle. No, he didn't look like himself from that standpoint, but I think that tackle played a hell of a game. And, you know, I think, is he 100% yet? Probably not. And I think that goes back to the pec, knee, and now, you know, this thing with his ribs.
Jeff, are we to expect that the Falcons will have a kickoff return for a touchdown or something significant because Spillane and Boykin are still not completely healthy? And evidently, from what Mike Tomlin told us yesterday, they can't cover kickoffs if Spillane and Boykin aren't healthy, even though they're paying T.J. Watt's brother a bunch of money to, I guess, run down and make tackles in special team situations?
Listen, Patterson is really, really good. I would be shocked if this team, and people can rip Danny Smith all they want. Danny's been around the league a long time. He knows how to make adjustments. You know, they've got other guys on that unit that just didn't perform the way they needed to. I would expect them to be better. I wouldn't expect a duplication of that performance from that group on Sunday.
All right. Jeff, you going to go see Cocaine Bear in February when it comes out?
Yeah, do I have a ticket? I mean, I heard you guys invited Aditi, and she's looking for a sitter. I'm not willing to sit, but I'm willing to sit with you guys and watch it.
All right, we'll count you in.
Jeff Hathorn. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.